Copenhagen is not the easiest port to get into and out of quickly. The cruise terminal lies a notable distance from the city center, and you cannot simply step off the gangway and start walking. Factor in the transit time and commit to the trip, and you are rewarded with one of the more pleasant and well-organized cities in Europe. Copenhagen ranked as the world's most livable city in 2025 on the Global Livability Index. For crew spending weeks at a time in the condensed world of a ship, a few hours here has a restorative quality that is hard to overstate. On the ground in Copenhagen, the first thing to know is that getting into the city takes more planning than the typical European port. Depending on which terminal your ship docks at, you reach the center by public transit or the cruise line shuttle. Both bus and train operate from near the terminal. Check in advance which is available on your port day and whether the shuttle drops you near a useful point. Each option will bring you into or close to the central areas, with the harbor district of Nyhav, the natural first stop for many crew. The journey is not long, but it does require planning in a way some other European ports do not. Build the transit time into your day, rather than discovering at the last minute that getting back to the ship takes longer than expected. For crew accustomed to the tax-free environment of a ship, Copenhagen will feel expensive. Denmark ranks among the highest cost of living countries in Europe, and prices for food and coffee reflect that. A sit-down meal or a round of drinks adds up faster than in Mediterranean ports. This is not a reason to skip the city, but a reason to be prepared. A coffee and a walk cost the same as it would anywhere, and it is the extras that accumulate. Denmark is a member of the European Union, but uses the Danish krone, not the euro. If you are paying cash, make sure you have the right currency. Card payment is widely accepted and often preferred. Denmark is one of the more cashless societies in Europe, but the distinction is worth knowing before you arrive. For practical needs, the city has supermarkets and convenience stores within walking distance of the center. Crew who want to bring snacks or specific items back to the ship can find a reliable range without searching hard. Danish coffee culture is distinct. The cafes have an atmosphere that is difficult to describe without experiencing it. The Danish word hy gets used constantly in writing about the country, roughly translating to coziness or comfortable togetherness, and the coffee shops embody it in a way that feels local rather than designed for tourists. Wi-Fi is available in most, and nobody will look twice if you spend an hour or two at a table. Copenhagen is walkable and bikeable, with a coherent layout and good signage. Once you are in the center, moving between the main areas on foot is straightforward and pleasant. The city is clean and orderly, and easy to read even without local knowledge. Danish social culture works on a different register from what crew might know from southern European ports, and personal space matters more here. Physical contact between strangers is not customary, and getting close to someone while talking to them reads as intrusive rather than warm. None of this is criticism, but a norm worth knowing so that a moment of accidental boundary crossing does not become an awkward exchange. Keep a respectful distance and you will find Danes among the more pleasant people you will meet at any European port. Worth your time in Copenhagen starts at the harbor and works outward from there. Nyhavn the first stop for many visitors. A 17th century harbor district lined with brightly colored townhouses and old wooden ships, with a stretch of waterfront restaurants and bars beyond them. This is the most photographed corner of Copenhagen, and the photos do not exaggerate the colors. Hans Christian Andersen lived here for parts of his life. Canal tours depart from Nyhavn if you want to see the city from the water. Tivoli Gardens opened since 1843, and located in the city center, Tivoli is one of the oldest operating amusement parks in the world. Even without riding anything, the gardens and the architecture make the place worth entering. The atmosphere is particularly good in the evening when it is lit up, though port hours may not allow for that. Strøget, one of the longest pedestrian shopping streets in Europe, Strøget stretches through the heart of the city. The shops range from high-end fashion brands to more accessible retail and local stores. If shopping is on the list, this is where to spend the time. Rosenborg Castle, a Renaissance castle built in the early 17th century by King Christian IV, Rosenborg stands in the middle of the king's garden and houses the Danish crown jewels and royal regalia in its basement treasury. The building is striking, and the surrounding park is one of the nicer green spaces in the city for a quiet walk. the Round Tower Rundetårn, a 17th-century observatory in the city center, accessible via a wide, spiraling ramp rather than stairs. The observation level at the top offers a panoramic view of Copenhagen's rooftops and spires, centrally located and easy to fold into a walking route through the old town. Christiania Copenhagen's unconventional self-proclaimed autonomous neighborhood, established in the 1970s on a former military site in Christianshavn. It has its own internal culture, communal architecture, galleries, organic cafes, and an open-air stage that hosts free Sunday concerts during summer. Open to the public and walkable, though photography is not permitted on the main street. Worth visiting with awareness of what it is. Recreational cannabis is sold openly there but is not legal in Denmark, and Christiania is not exempt from Danish law. Amalienborg Palace, the official residence of the Danish royal family. Amalienborg is a complex of four nearly identical Rococo-style palaces arranged around an octagonal courtyard. The changing of the guard ceremony takes place here daily and is one of the better free things to see in the city. A museum inside one of the palaces is open to visitors. The Little Mermaid, the bronze statue on the waterfront at Langelinie, is one of the more famous landmarks in Denmark, based on Hans Christian Andersen's fairy tale. Worth knowing in advance that the statue is notably small. A common reaction among first-time visitors is surprise at how modest it is in person compared to its reputation. The walk along Langelinie to reach it is pleasant regardless, and the harbor views justify the detour, even if the statue itself does not. Torva Hallern Food Market, a modern covered food market near Norreport Station with two large glass halls and over 60 permanent stalls. Fresh produce, prepared food, coffee, pastries, wine, and Danish and international food options. A good place to eat well for a reasonable amount, at least by Copenhagen standards. Copenhagen is not always a port that crew fall in love with on the first visit. The distance from the terminal and the prices, alongside the cooler social temperature compared to warmer weather ports, can make it feel like more effort than the result warrants, particularly when the weather is gray, which it can be. But the city rewards repeated visits and patient exploration. It is consistently well-managed, beautiful in its own understated way, and full of things that look better on a second look than they did at first. If you get the chance, go, and if you have been before and were not certain about it, go again. Copenhagen ranked as the world's most livable city in 2025. That designation is easier to understand after a day ashore than it is to explain before one.